Howard Pearl, now I got a question for you. Let's go back to that Northern Pass project. You know, the project as is proposed would affect a few communities that are in your district. What's your opinions about that?
I don't think Northern Pass can pass as it's presented. I think that certainly I am in support of renewable energy. The issues that I have is that we need to remember that we are a tourist-based state. We need to keep our focus on, you know, protecting our natural beauty. But we also understand that we need electricity. So my thoughts on this is that we need to try to find and promote perhaps an energy corridor. I know that that's being worked on and being proposed.
Senate Bill 361 Commission, which has already met a few times in August and will be meeting again, if not today, I think it's tomorrow, actually, tomorrow morning.
Right, and I think they're on the right track. That's my opinion. Okay. I think we need to look at, you know, where do we need to bury the lines to protect the aesthetic values that we want to maintain. In some places, it may be okay from above ground. You know, that's something that they're going to have to look at and address, and I'm certainly interested in seeing their findings. The other issue that I have is I want to make sure that New Hampshire is not just a pipeline. We need to have some value and some economic value if we're going to have this come through our state. One of the things that I alluded to earlier is business needs a good supply of energy that we can depend upon the price, too. We need an efficient and reliable energy source that's going to give us what we need to build our businesses in New Hampshire. That's one of the things that many businesses that don't elect to come to New Hampshire, that's one of their complaints, is they don't have a reliable and inexpensive energy source. I think we got an opportunity here to be a win-win situation for all involved. We have a lot of energy up north that's reliable and it's inexpensive to produce, and it's, you know, certainly appropriate for the environment. We're not doing any damage there, or minimal anyway, I guess. And
well, there's a few that might disagree with you. We've addressed those issues here, but in the interest of time that we have here, yeah, you're right. I've heard that complaint about businesses not being able to come in here because of the energy prices. They liked everything else that New Hampshire had to offer. They were willing to tough out the winters, but yes, it's true. The high energy prices have kept businesses from coming in, and the way the Northern Pass project is structured, if New Hampshire got 10% of that Northern Pass power, that would be a lot. So we got to look at ways to lower those energy costs. I would certainly agree with that. So, you know, that's where a lot of studies need to be done, whereas this project is really a privately – yeah, it's a private project that wasn't requested by anybody for reliability of the grid.
That's right. That's right. I mean, you know, I understand the idea, and I think we could make it work. I think that's where we all need to get at the same table collectively and put our minds together and come up with a plan that will help everyone.
So the 361 Commission that's meeting right now, they're going to come out with their recommendation in December. So far, you're supportive of the work that they've been doing, and at least looking into what could be made available for an energy corridor, particularly the issue of undergrounding.
Absolutely.
Any such lines.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that underground burying is more expensive, but I think that may be a necessary part of what has to happen in some areas. Because I think that we have to be very careful in protecting our tourism industry.
And I did have a guy yesterday, and I didn't explain to him why, but he said that he was from Boston originally, and he says, I love camping in New Hampshire. It's the most scenic state I've ever been in. And I said, and we're trying to keep it that way.
That's right.
I don't know if he really understood why I said it quite the way I did, but that's okay.